Air Supply. Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear, and of course, as we mentioned, there's still, I mean, it's almost something every day.
Yes.
You got a ribbon cutting coming up for the Manhattan Regional Airport, Ron. Mm-hmm. I know we did get a chance to talk to Jesse Romo just briefly this last week. We were talking to him about the weather conditions,
right,
and that led into, of course, he wanted to mention the open house, too, that's coming.
Sure. So January 26th, we're going to officially dedicate the Phase 2 of the airport terminal project. We'll have an open house from 1 to 5 and a ribbon cutting ceremony at 2 o'clock there. So we did get that back into service right after Christmas before the new year. Mm-hmm. And so it's proving to be a good improvement. Still some punch list items, but definitely making things a lot more convenient there.
Dave has something he wanted to add over
there.
Yeah,
this. We had a caller just a few moments ago expressing some confusion over something regarding the skate park in Seco Park, that it was just for skateboarders or roller skaters, inline skating. Are they all able to utilize that that skate park?
It was designed for skateboards primarily. I don't know that I can speak specifically to whether or not we allow bicyclists or other types of inline skating.
Mm-hmm.
I would think the inline skating would be a little dangerous there, but, you know, control of stuff. So there's different types of things with wheels on it these days that folks invent,
right.
But That's a good question. The skate park will continue in the master plan that was discussion. Mm-hmm. So it's been repainted a time or two, and so it's been a popular item for the community. So I'll certainly look into that a little bit more and try to have some stuff posted on the website relative to it.
Very good. 537-1350 if you have other questions and comments. I think the only other meeting coming up, intergovernmental, we've neglected to mention, coming up this next Monday.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's going to be a discussion about by the county on some of the tax foreclosure experiences.
And see, I think sometimes, I think they may have felt that more money was put into making it happen or how much they collected. I think those are some of the numbers we're going to see. One of the things we need to, when we look at foreclosure, properties, selling it, there's so much staff time involved, so many letters that have to be going out, and so many owners you have to contact for all of this to happen. So it'll be great information for us to see how the county or the city made out on all of that and what the future holds. You know, some of it is within the state limits also. So we'll see. I think it'll be a good discussion.
Well, our hearts go out to Dodge City today. They're having some
definitely.
Fun with the ice. We really lucked out. I guess
did.
Is quite bluntly the way to put it, mm-hmm. Mayor and city manager.
The grocery stores made out really well, though. So every time I went there, I think I went to one of the grocery stores yesterday, and they said some of their staff had to take a rest yesterday because they were so busy on Friday. But, you know, I even though we make light of it, I never want our residents to take it for granted. If there is a warning or any kind of signs that come up and say, you know, be careful, we might have a snowstorm or an ice storm or a tornado, whatever it might be, not to take it lightly. Even though we missed it this time, we might not be so lucky next time, because in our area, in the state of Kansas, a lot of people were hit pretty hard, and there was a lot of power outages. And even when I went out onto my driveway, it was slick. You couldn't see it, but there were patches of ice here and there, and we know several people that just kind of slipped and, you know, kind of sprained this or that. But the roads were clear. We just barely had 33 degrees and 34 degrees, which kind of saved us. But it's good that a lot of organizations decide to cancel their activities, too. It's always good to heed on the side of safety.
Ron, the city was ready, though.
We were. We had monitoring things. Obviously, had emergency management group meeting Friday before the event, and obviously had lots of predictions and warnings. I know Westor brought in and staged crews from other parts of the area. It's difficult for them to do that because it was such a widespread mm-hmm. warning area that they couldn't move people too far. But I do know they had some crews from Colorado that were here to help them in circumstances, and I think they staged them in the Salina area, and so I'm sure those folks got dispatched down to the some of their southern and southwest areas where they have those needs. Really early Sunday morning was the tricky time, and we had some patchy freezing areas, and there were some accidents. We had some crews out then early Sunday morning, and we were very fortunate. The temperature rose. It's a challenging little aspect for as far as pre-treatment and that sort of thing goes when you have a storm that's, if it's, you know, when it's cold and switching to moisture, it's easy to do some pre-treatment. But if it's warming up and it's rain, then, you know, the salt you put on just washes down the gutter into the storm drain. So, in this situation, we did get into some of our residential areas, but we did just a kind of a small spread down the middle of the street trying to break up any patchy icing. And then we really didn't get the refreeze Sunday night, which was good. Mm-hmm. That some places did. And so we were very fortunate that our temperatures held above freezing.
Yeah. Everything came together really well. It's good that it was a three-day break. It's good that the K-State students came back. You know, some may have wanted to come back earlier, but they chose to come back yesterday. A lot of students are out now and out and about. So it helped that that break did happen. So it felt like a mini vacation. But it was good. I think if everything could go right the way it did, it really did work out well for Manhattan. I can't say that for everybody, but yes.
Well, and definitely, too, I know Rob Ott was very helpful, your public works director, yes. And shared some information with Andrew Shores after your goal-setting
yes.
session.
Sure.
I know he especially talked to him. And one thing I kind of forgotten about is other than just the roads, you got to think about water and treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
If you do have a power outage, you're right. going to have some issues.
So. And we actually did have a little power outage at the wastewater plant early yesterday morning that mm-hmm. We don't think was attributable to the weather. It was just due to some equipment failure, which was a power feed issue, but Westar got right on it and was able to get that fixed, and we weren't down very long.
It didn't really have
any significant impact.
Nothing like that one time that the boil.
Those are bad situations. We were ready for that circumstance.
I don't want a second one during my term. Once isn't good enough.
So. I remember. Well, I have about a half minute left. Anything else that we need to mention real quickly that I'm forgetting to say or Mayor?
I think most of the things have been covered, but it is a busy January, so there's lots going on as far as the city and a lot of policies, a lot of discussions happening. So I want people to be involved. Come to the ribbon cutting at the airport. You know, it's a great airport. Lots of great things have happened there. Use it. It's still free parking. So I think it's good stuff right now.
Well, again, our thanks to Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear. You've been listening to In Focus.
And tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, USD 383 Day, School Board Member Daryl Leedy and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed will be in the program. Also, we'll have a visit with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Engram. So that's tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus. Stand by for the Clark Howard Show. On the other side is CBS News, followed by Rush, Dan Patrick, and The Game this afternoon with John Kurtz and the crew. And enjoy the sunshine we get today.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC.